Well, it's interesting because my work is quite diverse. On one hand, there's running my parish, the church, but on the other hand, there's working in religious sectarianism, anti-corruption, working with all the religious leaders. And a very key part of my work for reconciliation is actually working with the other religious groups, not just the Islamic groups, the Shia and Sunni, but also the other minorities.
But what do you think is the future of Christianity in the Middle East?
Well, we have had, since the end of October, the last day, we've had about 230 Christians killed in Baghdad alone. Around the Middle East, there have been problems. So it has not been easy for them, but I'm not without hope. Because hope can come when people are willing to sit down with the other and actually work through issues. And most of the terrorism is committed by a minority who even the majority do not trust.
Are non-Christians in the Middle East, though, welcome of having Christianity brought into their countries?
Well, that said, is a very wrong understanding of Christianity. They never had Christianity brought into their countries. Christianity was there a long while before it was here. In Iraq, for example, how is Christianity such a big thing in Iraq? Well, first of all, the miserable evangelist arrived by submarine 700 years before Christ, called Jonah. So all of our Christians originate from Nineveh. And then another miserable guy turned up on his way to India. We call him Martoma. You call him Doubting Thomas. All the people believed that Jesus was the Messiah. So Christianity has been here in the Middle East from the very beginning.
But how do you carry on working where you do, though, knowing the obvious threats that are there, knowing really you could be killed at any time?
Yes, I do know that, and I've had many attacks against me. I've been kidnapped, held at gunpoint, shot at, all these kind of things. But at the end of the day, these Iraqi people are my people, and that is my commitment first to them. And my recent book, Faith Under Fire, which is released, well, was released just last Friday, tells the story of the Christians in Iraq who have always been there since the beginning of our faith.
So would you say though that fear almost excites you? Because the way you just, it amazes me the way you reel off that list. Yes, I've been shot at and, I've been kidnapped. You reel off that list, that's terrifying for me to think
Well,
of. You seem to sort of just brush it off.
I was doing an interview on the BBC once with Michael Burke, and he said to me, "Are you a war junkie?" I'd never heard of a war junkie before, and I thought about it for a few seconds, and I said, "Yes, it doesn't bother me in the slightest being in a war zone." But why doesn't it bother me? Well, Jesus himself says that perfect love casts out all fear. And what I have found in Iraq is perfect love, not least from the children.
Tell me a bit about working with members of our armed force that are over there at the moment. Are you finding that more of them, and the further into the battles we go, and the more and more fighting that happens, are more of them finding faith? Are they turning and trying to find sort of answers elsewhere?
Well, I'm also the chaplain to the Green Zone, so I look after the US and British embassy. And frankly speaking, more Americans go to church than British people. When I was there after the war in 2003, the chaplain I was working with was a US military one. And he said next Sunday is going to be a bring a Brit to church Sunday.